Can't wait to invite you.
Huh?
Can't wait to invite you to my
I hope it'll
podcast.
be physical.
Honestly. Yeah, of course, of course. Mimi naona wewe hata wewe ndio unafanya story za mtoko Nairobi na mtoko Mombasa.
So, do you know how online really helps me? Like right now, I'm in some pair of shorts na t-shirt here. Na t-shirt za promotion za Safaricom. Ndoto zetu.
Online support comfort.
It's so comfortable, and then I can reach very many people. Plus, I really haven't gotten enough cash here to set up a studio. You know, I'm usually on the road. Leo niko Mombasa, kesho niko Kitui, kesho niko Nairobi. So I really need, but
Month is very busy.
you can't get these beaches without the money. Sorry for saying beaches. Oh my God. Am I apologizing?
Hiyo na ni ukweli. It's ni vizuri unajipanga because that is very true.
We actually have started recording. I was in the building. Nilikuwa nimeprepare a kangoma, but I don't know. I don't know. Sorry about that. Kuna watu wananipigia. Let me just close these calls so that mtoto asije
Oh, nilikuwa
anipigia.
nashangaa shida ni gani?
No, people are really calling me. I'll call them later. Yeah, I was telling you, I had prepared a, what do we call it, a song, because
A song.
we are both winners, a rap song.
Oh,
Lyrics zimepata, lyrics zimekata bana.
ebu
Because you are in the Clubhouse podcast, and I'm your host, Daniel Stowino, and today I am joined by none other than the host of Gurudumu la
kucheka.
Maisha podcast, Mary Owino.
Yay.
Owinos are in the motherfucking house.
Yo. In
Owinos
the house. In the house.
are
Unakumbuka time nilikwambia I'm a winner because I'm always winning and you found that
Man,
cringe.
man. You see, I told you, I did tell you
Hata
once
sikiki.
you are named Owino, it's I don't know if you've watched the originals.
No,
Have
I
you
know
watched?
I have.
Oh
Oh,
my
I've tried. You
goodness.
can close someone.
Yeah,
Close somebody
it
there.
has Klaus, it has Elijah. So like there's that what do they call it? There's that they call it the original curse. So we have like the Owino curse.
Oh yeah, for sure,
Yeah.
for sure, for sure.
Okay,
Yeah,
once you
that's why we're
once
always winning.
Yeah, once you are named Owino, there are just some things in this life you have to really accomplish and to. Welcome to the Clubhouse podcast. Probably this is the
Thank
most unfiltered
you.
podcast. You can
So, okay.
about anything. You can call bitches. You can say anything you want on this podcast. It's like freedom of speech and freedom of expression and anything that you want, anything you think that should be free.
That's what we are here for. Basically, unatolerate dhambi mingi kushinda watu wengine.
Actually, I've already gotten banned once, so I'm really not scared of getting banned by Spotify.
Oh my
I
Lord.
love Spotify
Where
so
were
much.
you banned?
I might have used someone else's beats. That's why I don't have
Oh.
any background sounds on my podcast.
Oh,
You might.
banned. Am I demonetized?
Nah, not really demonetized. I told you I only do this thing for fun, but
Oh,
They
okay.
actually closed my podcast. They actually closed it.
Platform gun?
Spotify and Anchor.
Oops, sorry,
But
sorry for
I
that
still
one.
use them. I still use them. I know the mistake was mine. I really accept that. The mistake was on my part. What would I say? I was ignorant and I didn't know. But Spotify and Anchor is a very, very, very great platform for podcasters.
Very, very true. We thank them. Hata kama our fee, but
They
yeah. Thank you
definitely,
very
I
much.
think they definitely hear us.
Oh, okay.
Get down
Yeah.
to it. Let's get down to serious business. Bwana
Yay.
juzi juzi nimeona IG yako bwana. Eish, madam. Nafaa kuwasha hii.
Madam.
Eish.
Not as Jafanya kitu. Niliona tu kuna jua linaangaza, nikasema let me smile under this sun and take one photo or two.
Unafaa kuwasha hii video bana. Karibu. Karibu, karibu,
Yeah.
karibu, karibu, karibu.
Still a bit shy. Apana,
Karibu ni.
nangoja looks zangu. I'll reveal my looks kwa podcast yangu.
Karibu ni tupe mistari lakini, hey, msoto naye imenigonga.
Lakini, keeping it professional. Ni nywele tu inawa confused, nothing else.
Si nywele, let me. It's actually the same pictures on your DPC on nywele. Me, I know what you're not confused. Wacha nisisi.
Okay.
The hair is great.
Usisama.
The hair is great.
Anyway, I appreciate.
Acha nisiseme, unaweza kuwa kuna potentials huko nje na anashindwa. Hey.
Una sawa. You call the shots. Kutapata courage, my DMs are always open.
Are you trying to say I'm not courageous?
I'm not insinuating anything. Ah, kuta kumepanga game.
I just could What do you mean Skunta gonna be playing a game?
See, when don't know how you normally maneuver.
Bana miss naga mistari, bana. My light skinness speaks for me. If you're not attracted to me, light skin ni hivyo tu tuendelee tu. So,
okay.
Things
okay.
that really help me a lot is my me being light skin, and then with my spectacles. Like, says my spectacles are properly scratched, so I'm not using them. But hizo vitu zinakwanga zimenimalizia kazi kitambo. Sasa squeeze bana inabidi nimeng'ang'ana, nimeenda pale Google how to continue a conversation with your crush.
Bado haikubali. Bado una struggle.
Bana unasema, ai, wacha tu nitafute pesa.
Pesa pia. Kwanza ukiunganisha pesa na kwa light skin. Perfect starter pack. Uko freshi.
Mnasemanga hivyo alafu anaanza kuchomlea.
Hapana. Ndio mimi nishakupea secret recipe.
Haya. Tutafika kwa hiyo point. Kuna point fulani hapo pretty privilege. Nataka tuongelee maneno pretty girl privilege. Nilisikia niliona hiyo maneno Instagram mali.
Okay. I'll be happy to chime in that. Anyway,
tell us who is Mary Owino. Like, who are you?
If only na kuanga ngumu, like you're never prepared for it, and I don't know
how you could start. You could start with your childhood. Typical Owino. Typical Owino. Anyway. Go on. Who is Mary Owino?
It's a question that it's the same question, but I always have a different answer for it, depending on umeuliza ukiwa wapi. So as of now, I'd say if I was to describe myself, let's say 2-3 words. First of all, super energetic. Energy yangu inakuanga on the high on steroids. Actually, steroids are high on me.
Steroids are high on your energy.
Yeah, high on my energy. And another thing, I think I'm really adorable.
Wow.
It's fun.
You didn't just bring that up.
Yeah. I'm here to say nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Anyway, uliko niambia story ya kusema who I am from my childhood.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Like, who is Mary Owino?
Okay.
Like, what has been how was your childhood like? Were you a smart kid? Were you a dumb kid? Were you?
When? Uliko nafaa kumaliza hapo kwa smart kid. Anyway, I'm a Kenyan girl born in Kenya. Nilizaliwa at that time, my parents are living in Andorra, but it usually gets better with time. So, I come from a very different family. Like, no, na kila mtu. We are not rich, we are not poor, but,
I'll just interrupt you there. I don't know if there is an in-between between rich and... I don't know if there's an in-between on everything.
I think there is on everything.
There is an in-between in everything. Like you're either smart or stupid. You can't be in between there. You're either rich or poor. You're either healthy or unhealthy. You're either sick or well. I don't know.
Right. So,
Interrupting. Go on.
Are you rich or poor?
Me. At the moment. But this show is about you. Can you tell us about you?
Okay. Anyway, so my upbringing was quite normal. Like, seeing our major childhood traumas, like I'm seeing people have. Me, I've gone to school and I was a smart kid for that fact. Siku struggle na book sana. I can say that for sure, except for a number of times, a couple of times when you have to push up your grades because the teachers thought they are not good enough. But otherwise, I've always loved, hey, loved one. I've always loved reading and kinda ilinisaidia through my whole school life. So yeah. I think niko so normal. Like, I was not the kid who was getting into trouble. I was a prefect for the
Oh
better
my
part
goodness.
of my time. Na pia nilikuwa na couple of highs and lows, but sijaikuwa the troublesome child. My parents are lucky to have me in a nutshell.
Wow. Well, you see, one thing, the first time we got into that call with you, I think I really loved your energy. You know, I can see a lot of things that are similar between the two of us. You know, the being honest, like being honest about yourself. Like, I'm smart. You know, you're not trying to really sugarcoat something to make someone else feel bad. You know, like, I know you've really met people and you've really wondered, how can this person be this stupid?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Being honest and, yeah, that energy of really accepting your positives and acknowledging your negatives, that shit is top tier.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Finishing education, do you really think education has helped you?
In ways more than one, in ways more than two. For sure, for sure. Even if I did, like, to be who I am and to basically discover myself, because I was someone who was really active at school and really boring at home. For reasons. Reason number one being, I was sent to a boarding school at a really early age. So I kind of had to figure out my forte at school. I had to know what works for me and what doesn't. So school has brought me up. Education has brought me up. That's one thing for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can dive deep into your. But then if you also have questions for me, you could ask me questions. You can dive into your podcast journey, man. Is this
my podcast
Gurudumu la Maisha? Why that name? You know, tell us the inspiration behind Gurudumu la Maisha.
The inspiration between Gurudumu la Maisha. Okay. Where do I begin? Probably I should take you a bit back to when I discovered that I can actually create content, or rather, I can talk and people will listen.
I have all that.
Back in 2020, when COVID had just started sneaking into the country, I wanted to start a YouTube channel at that point, and I had set things out, like, make arrangements and knowing what I'll talk about at least for 2-3 episodes thereabouts. Then I recorded with a friend of mine. Then at that point, nilisema self-esteem yangu ilikuwa imekimbia, ilikuwa imeuliwa na COVID.
Why?
Because first of all, I couldn't bring myself to even watch the videos after the recording had been done. But I still knew that it's something deep in me. And then I sent it to someone who kind of discouraged me from.
Are you moving? Because we're here. It's more of shaky.
Is it calm now? I don't know. I was not moving. Probably the wind.
Okay.
Because I was like,
Kwani kwa Bahama?
Utajuaje bwana? Naweza kuwa niko na mbaba hapa tu Diani, nimekaa hapa kando yake.
Hii ni Bahamas, uko hapa chini Diani hapa. Unaweza
Oh,
kuku
uko
hapa.
Costco hata. Nando unarefa tu Diani azipati hapa tu. Hivi hapana.
Nifika leo asubuhi bana. Let's go on. Tell me. Nisianze hapa kusifia the
Yeah.
maps that I've used.
Okay. So let's just say that in 2020, I realized that I can actually go into content creation. So let me just tell you that the train came like aniwacha. Like I didn't do anything about it. I didn't do anything about it. So imekuwa a thought and a disturbing thought for that fact, always lingering in my mind, like, hey, when will I get things done? When will I do what I actually love? So in 2022, I can say that I had that wave once again. Raja, I personally believe that you never run out of chances, as in things keep recurring as long as they are meant for you. So I can say my first train in Iniwata in 2020, and now like I have another chance to hop on another ride right now. So that has basically been it. Also during my childhood, like I used to admire everything that was going on TV. I'm the kind of person, let me tell you one weird thing I used to do. Whenever I'd watch interviews, like in a choir, any competition with a celebrity or whoever it is, I used to assume that I'm the one being interviewed, and I'd answer those questions like for myself. Like, pick one angalia to interviews for this sake. Like, if the journalist and Lisa, what's your journey? Nini? I used to make up stories of what my journey would have been, kama ningekuwa huyo mtu. And kinda, I was not realizing it, but I proclaimed good things into my life during those two weird interview sessions I was having with myself. And now I'm living into the fulfillment of such things. Like, I remember telling myself that I'm in the university and I'm doing architecture. And I went to this national school and all. And you know, these things just came into passing. So bado these days, we watch interviews, bado wanna answer the question. Like, I create an image of myself. And I believe that bado nitaendelea kuzifulfill. So yeah, I'm a psychic.
That's actually wonderful. That's
Yeah,
so wonderful.
Yeah.
So what was the question? I had a question. Bana uzee bana.
Uzee na uko 21.
It's tough to say that age you. Okay. So the last question about your journey through podcasting and all that, and then we go for a short break. Okay, I wanted to ask about owning anything that you created. Yeah,
owning thing that you create. Okay, so I remember there's something, a concept I've ever read about. It's called Meraki. Nimesahau ni what it translates to, a certain, I think ni Greek word or thereabouts, but I stand to be corrected. But Meraki means living your essence in everything that you do. And I think that's basically the best way to own anything, whether you are creative, whether you are an artist or anything. Like, something has to stand out because it's yours. So about owning, with regards now to the podcast, I think ownership will come mainly from what I'm bringing in. That's different from what other podcasters are probably doing. That's the best way to own what is yours, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah. So I think the whole concept behind me starting GLM, the Gurudumu la Maisha podcast, I was thinking to myself that no one is saying the serious things to our age group, that's the Gen Z. Like we are discussing off the surface kind of things. Like it's nothing beyond sex and relationships and kupiga sherehe na kupanga kwenda diani. Like, you know, we have to get into the serious things. We have to know that things are different, things are serious, things are, you know, tunafaa kumachua in the most basic of terms. So that's what I'm planning to bring on board. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. And we are a generation that has been privileged to grow up being exposed to so much content and so much, a lot of good things that other generations are not exposed to. So a lot is also expected from us. And that was the whole thought process behind having Gurudumu La Maisha. Now the name. At first, when I was like planning out my episodes and trying to think of what convince Gen Z as a generation, what brings us together, it mainly started from the memories we share from childhood, the things we watched as a generation, to, you know, the music we listen to and the influence social media has had on us as a generation. And it's kind of felt like a cycle, since it's a podcast that will be pillared on the memories we share and the things that we're looking forward to having in the future as a generation. So a cycle of life, Gurudumu La Maisha, like translation to something translation, I can't even say how, but
direct
translation. Yeah, to know the quintessential, by the way, a quintessential example of,
oh my goodness,
a direct translation. Yeah. And then GLM. Sasa unajua mtu akisikia GLM hizi just ni Gurudumu La Maisha, so we here for the contrast also.
Si watu wa nini tumezoea GM bana. Watu wa makali tunazoea GM, tashingo hii ni makali ingine tena.
Very disgusting. GM, very, sijaikunywa lakini nimeona vitu tunafanyia watu.
You are the weak people.
Yeah, we're going to let you pass strong. Well, by strong, I mentioned you're not your liver the most.
Bwana, lazima ichapwe.
Anyway, so, let me answer the question comprehensively.
Yes, now we dive deep into some real issues. Some real issues that I know my fellow guys will appreciate. Some real issues. Yeah, but after this break, yeah, don't go anywhere. It's just an ad, a little ad.
Okay.
Hey guys, awesome. I'm your host, Dalin Stovino, of the Clubhouse podcast. And as you all know, I'm also a full stack software developer. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. I'm also a full stack software developer. And I create stuff, I create software. And through my company, Bugs from the Future. Bugs from the Future or Bugs Africa or Bugs Kenya. I'm still looking for a name. You guys could probably help me with that. Yeah, we create full stack applications, you know, back end, front end, one sided applications. Maybe you just want an API, we can also do that for you. Maybe you want a prototype, we can do that for you. We can design a full prototype from its ground, from its foundation, doing the sketches, to transforming the sketches to wireframes, the wireframes to designs to prototypes. We can do that for you. And the tip of the iceberg, we also offer cybersecurity. What do we call them? Yes, cybersecurity. And so Bugs from the Future, you could email me or you could reach me directly through my WhatsApp, +254 7 10 585 584 581, +254 7 10 584 581. I'm going to leave some directions on the description, and you guys can hit us up. We are very affordable and we produce wonderful quality. Yeah, Bugs from the Future. Yeah, we go on. I'm with my guest once again. I met this guest the other day. Actually, I was supposed to really create something for her, but I tell now this is how we know this is going to, this one is really going to disturb me. Actually, tell your project kwingine from King Studios, pia pia wale wana produce video. Amazing. Nasema huyu tutasumbana na yeye. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm very Owino. Soon to launch our own podcast, GLM, Gurudumu la Maisha. I told her I'm discovering her. I'm discovering her. Look up, I'm in the Charlemagne for Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start. Have you heard of Pochi la Biashara?
Hey. Eh, in its full meaning, I've heard of it. Kabisa, kabisa. Atosai, it's weird now to say you're paying using Pochi because the looks you'll get.
But you see, interestingly, or what's the right word? People do use that.
Yeah.
Ladies do use that. You see, that's the truth of the word. I think these are the things that GLM is going to address. Because
yes,
I don't know.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever paid something using Pochi la Biashara?
Hey, first of all, no. I'm not that freak. but I can't fail to admit that I've had stories of people who have done that. Some are even people I personally know, and some are stories I've seen online.
Are you following?
And yeah, the reality is that. Yes, it happens.
You know someone who was using Pochi la Biashara?
Mm-hmm, yeah, for something like
that. But this specific
situation, the Mbaba sponsor kind of situation, like see you're giving something for you to get the iPhone, ama for you to get the trip to Diani or something. So without that, we definitely know that she could not be having what she has right now. So probably bado the term Pochi la Biashara haikuwa as she was doing it, but ni kitu ina happen.
Wow. You know, I don't really know anyone who has paid this thing. Okay, I do know people. Not that close. Mm-hmm. Really, too, you just see mm-hmm. someone. Hey, okay. Hey. Ah. Hey, ni Pochi la Biashara.
I think the freakiest story I've had ni a YouTube. Kuna, I think there's someone who's doing kind of YouTube confessions. People are like confessing things on the street.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Who paid her Uber with a blowjob. Evolved into having sex afterwards, but Ion really quite a perfect example of using Pochi. Like she did not have money for her Uber.
Aliingia kijuanado,
but she was counting on her friends to pay for her, but hawakushika simu like during the trip. So aka resolve to seduce the Uber driver. The Uber driver dumb enough, aka give in. Yeah.
No, let me tell you, we're not dumb. Men are just cheap. We are just very cheap creatures.
That's for sure. I'm not danganya, you're the prize. You're not the prize.
We are. Let me tell you, we are actually the prize.
Because
imagine come we are angenda jela.
Okay. Anyway, you give something for something.
She had to reach for the prize.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. Okay, manipulative, then you're the prize. Now that I'm chosen to look at it your way, yeah. Could.
I'm trying to imagine such a scenario where you are in my car and I'm doing Uber and then you really want to pay me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's so wild.
And I'm imagining she was like dressed sexily because alikuwa nenda sherehe, alikuwa nenda club. So can imagine the short skirt there and the cleavage sneaking in a creep up or two. So yeah.
It's so wild.
It's
like
a currency. It's a currency.
I wouldn't have fallen for that.
Okay. Man of substance.
Cup is too cheap.
Yeah. True.
Too cheap, you know. We have to pay for this Uber app. So how did that driver pay for that app? Pay for that trip?
I really fear
women.
You fear women?
Fashion videos, and I've also read some confessions online You know, like there's this one on Instagram when you're posting his chats there. I don't know if you saw the other one that I put. His name is Koima.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw it on your status.
Yeah, my goodness. The things that gets confessed there. I am legitimately scared of women and girls. Wow, girls are wild.
Girls are wild.
Have you ever heard of someone going to the... What's the right one? Like, she would do anything for anything. Goodness.
Extremism.
That's a story for another day. Do you believe in this shit of growing up financially with someone?
Growing up financially with someone that's in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
I do. Especially if you're young. Young as in young as us, I think.
Why?
I think it's possible.
Well, I've never really come to understand why people do that.
Growing financially with someone, it basically means that you're both working your asses off in the different industries you're in or different departments, and each of you is bringing something home. See, that's financial growth in a relationship or a marriage or whatever. We are in different stages.
That might be the modern day way of relationship, you know. You've done. Sisi bana,
so I think it's possible. Bana,
grow tunaona mzee ndo analeta kila kitu, sasa inabidi pia wewe ukigrow unaleta kila kitu.
Unaleta kila kitu.
I really don't believe
so
in
that means
financially
that you wouldn't
someone.
It means that you believe you'll bring in everything that's required.
I know so.
In terms of financial, you know, substance at all.
Yes.
Okay, so you
I
don't
do
expect
so.
the lady to bring anything.
I am actually attracted to lazy ladies.
Oh my lord. What the hell is that?
That's what the man and my whisper.
I don't think you're attracted to lazy ladies. Trust me on that.
You know, like, you meet someone who is so ambitionless? Like, she doesn't know what she's doing in life. She's just living in the now. And then...
Okay, I'm going to opposite you at your sections because you're there. You're up for opposite, Sasa.
She has to need to be a little bit smart. She doesn't have to be that smart. But also, if she's that smart, there's no problem. But, you know, like, she doesn't have to have those ambitions. Like, the independent ladies types. I want to be a millionaire, I want to do this and... No, okay, cool down, mama. I'm here to treat you and give you a soft life. Relax.
Okay, I
actually have a friend
who is... You can still give her all this while she is, you know, she has her own ambition.
Oh my goodness, like, I hate independent ladies. I hate feminists.
I don't think you hate independent ladies. How is that possible?
I don't like them. They just... I don't know. I just love lazy lady.
So that, like... Oh yeah, Sai, let's say, like, we're still in campus. Describe a perfect chick for you right now. Ni mtu like ali drop out class 8.
No.
Ah, fail shule.
No. You're misunderstanding me. It's not exactly dropping out or failing. Like she's smart. Mm-hmm. She's smart, yeah. But you see, it's that after she passes her exams and all that shit. But after the exams and the classwork, she doesn't really know what to do with her life. She has no ambitions, she has no goals. Yeah, but she's just concentrating on the now, like, let me finish this first. That time reaches, I'll do this. I talk a class and I end up mahali kulala maku shinda watch. There's really not much going on.
So someone who has nothing going on. Okay.
You see, sometimes you really want to experience the other side of life and see how people live.
Mm-hmm.
That is my cross of suits. I don't know if you've watched.
Okay.
Yeah,
If I've
so
watched.
Suits. This series is called Suits.
Oh yeah, I've watched Suits.
Yeah, there's a line my cross says, sometimes I would like to mingle with the other side of life so that I can see how they live. But I didn't. Okay, let me tell you, let's just be honest with this. I don't like the competition. It's like
Yeah,
a good
definitely.
transaction. Dana, who is making the most money? Zinani hana unani text niko kwa barabara leo nitachelewa kazi wewe ndo uanze kupika. What the fuck is that? I'm a chauvinist, by the way. I'm a chauvinist. I don't expect you to be texting that. You just go and start making food. That's why I want a housewife in the future. I haven't said submission, but you. Yeah, that's what she understands. You know, at the end of the day, I haven't said anything.
What the hell are you saying? Anyway.
I'm saying.
What I know for sure is that Tauta Kosa.
Ah, definitely. That's what I've been telling someone. I have a friend of mine who really thinks that, I don't know, she has this kind of standards. And I'm like, I'm always reminding her that, let me just give you a little secret that. Options are never going to miss. We are never going to run out of options. I don't know. Whatever I want is what I'll get. I don't know if you can understand me. Hello?
Hello, Maniska.
Yeah, I think you admitted.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was saying that as men, we never run out of options. But one thing that side chicks don't understand, I know we are going out of topic, but one thing that side chicks don't understand, as long as a man has a family, or not even side chicks, every lady should totally understand this. As long as a man has a baby mama, the man will always choose the baby mama over you. That's just Owino's point. Yeah, you can take that to the bank.
What if you become a second baby mama?
Yeah, he will choose you too.
Oh, okay. So the
I think you're getting child. Yeah, the trick is having the child. I think now you've gotten the trick.
No, okay. One. I'm not planning to use it anytime soon, but power.
Oh my goodness. Just for the books. These are expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Very much.
What do ladies expect us to do when they say when a woman has cramps? You know, like when you're on your periods, what should I say? Should I say sorry? What should I do?
Okay. Let me try to demystify this. So, it depends. If the chick is saying that statement expecting something, Amma, she's just saying it like to inform you, like, you know, you can just tell someone that you're not feeling well, say to expect prayers or anything, but as a form of informing.
I'll be offering prayers.
So imagine kombe mtoko na cramps. There's something I like joking about with my friends.
I'm going to write a prayer on a text.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Anyway, nilikuwa nasema there's a joke I like saying with my friends that manga da cramps ni mimba.
Yeah, by this.
Even succeeded for a couple of months. Anyway, what do ladies expect? This honestly goes down to the lady. Probably anakwambia ndo figure out she wants chocolates or those sweet things people are given. Ama ana crave for companionship. You know, it could be a lot of things. Labda ana crave cuddles for that period. Labda hormones go all over the place. So like there's a direct answer to this. You have to ask what the person needs.
But she won't say. Why can't girls just be direct with what they want? Just tell me, I want this and this. Why do you want me to be like a psychic or someone reading your mind.
Oh, like to figure out. Okay. Apo tunakwanga tumekosea. For sure, for sure. Like if they are dropping hints and expecting someone to put the puzzles together. Wengine wenyu, you are not smart enough to do that. So we just have to understand and be direct with things. So apo, among the failures of women in this generation and former generations, probably that's something we have to look at, like being direct. No, so expect you to leave cues and clues, it will be followed, because men just have a way of not seeing things. Yeah, and it happens naturally.
A girl who knows what she wants, that girl is a pure turn on. You say, yeah, that's what you want.
Okay.
To really put
na knowing what they want ni nini. Like najua nataka kula chips KFC sai, is that what you mean by
that could be a possibility yeah. But the possibilities that I'm really looking forward for you to know about is, yeah, I really want you to go with me inside the bathroom and just pin me on the wall and serious. Yeah, and then you could now probably bring just the KFC later.
Oh, okay. But see, you just need to you need to mingle with ferocious women.
Yeah. I would really want to meet one like that. One with.
I'm having a cough. Kidogo tu.
It's okay. Pole pole. Kunywa maji. These are tricks nakupatia bana. Yeah, so we're on a little break. I would also like to talk about King Studios. This is a new production or a film company where we also produce posters, animations, music, videos, audios, and whatever you want. You can reach us on our email, kingstudiosglobal@gmail.com. Yeah, and we are back. Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, yes, you're saying, yes, I really need to interact with ferocious animals. Oh my goodness. Ferocious men.
Yes. People who know what they want, not copied on several
walls.
Walls, yeah. You just find them. They're there.
Where?
Oh my god.
You really need to get some water. By the way, this is a trick. When you're recording, make sure you have water. So, do you have water? Yeah, I'm with my guest, Mary Owino. Owinos are in the building, and we... Yeah, I think... She really needs to get some water. She's a very beautiful and wonderful person. Yeah, give her some time. Yeah, that's one trick. Let's make sure you have water. I actually have mine up beside me. I've been sipping it. What are we talking about?
Ferocious women.
I'm one weird character, by the way. I know that. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what is your turn on? But I don't think if that question is your most weird turn off, but that. Yeah, turn off is appropriate. Yeah, like for me, my weirdest turn off is a musty person. You know, I must let someone. Have you ever been with someone when akona rufu yake ya mwili? This girl hugs you, and she leaves her body smell hapo on you, and you're like, shit.
Does that have something to do with hygiene?
Yeah, it has to be hygiene, because you can't just be telling me ni harufu yako ya mwili ulizaliwa nayo.
Okay, but see...
I don't know what's yours, what turns you off? Bana, tunasaidia, but tunajua ukishaanza kuingia hapa. I have like 10 minutes to complete this meeting.
Nasema ni bad breath for sure. All day.
Breath na ni mbaya. Any smell, man. Any bad smell.
Yeah.
But, okay. We are really running out of time. So, last question. The second last one. Why do women pretend they don't want... they don't want big kings?
They don't want?
They want to get some shtick.
They pretend they don't want to get. Who are these women?
It's like you might chase some, you might be chasing after a girl and like, no, I don't do this thing. And then you really, the time that she gives you a chance, 2 years down the line. Also in human.
Okay.
Let you chase after her for 2 years. 2 years.
Definitely she's getting the stick somewhere. Yeah. And she has no business with yours for that time.
Shama Liza, Shama Funga story. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Mary Owino. Mesha jua siri. Awezi fukuzana na mtu miaka miwili. Kwani uko KFC?
Don't do that. Don't do that. I think the best gift you can have as a man is the gift of giving up on women quickly. Itakusaidia sana.
There you go. That's going to be the topic. Mary, can you repeat the best gift a man should have?
A man should have is giving up on women quickly. Please do that.
That's the topic. That's the topic of today's podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I was with your guest. I was with my guest, Mary Owino, all the way from Nairobi. I'm really proud and I'm really glad of having you here. I'm hoping... when I was talking about owning up the shit, there was really some business I wanted us to get into. And I'm really hoping that business would be successful in the near future. Because I have an umbrella of podcasts, a company that is an umbrella of my two podcasts and my software development company. And
I'm starting a
law firm very soon. So, really hoping to bring in more Kenyan podcasts and all that, but we'll have to talk about that. But I'm really proud of you, and as you get and as you start this podcasting journey, it's not going to be easy. Mad tough. But so you really have to be tough.
Okay, we are here. We're here for it all.
Totally appreciate you. It was really nice to have you up here.
Thank you.
Mary Owino and your host, Ndovu, the elephant, Tembo, Ellen Stovino, whatever you want to be.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.